We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How does that happen that Sparkman gets the nut? Like, how do you decide who starts opening day of spring training?
Hey, you know, they have a system. I don't know.
Do they?
Who cares?
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder.
But, I mean, it's never like a frontline guy. It's always somebody.
Right, that's what I'm telling you.
Did we talk to Glenn Sparkman, find out about the honor of starting on the first
big honor
spring training day?
Glenn, tell us about the honor of starting the opener. And everybody puts their mic, it's great. It's something I've always dreamed of.
Always dreamed of starting against training camp.
As a kid growing up in the yard.
Texas.
Playing catch with my dad. That's how in my head, I build it.
I envisioned it. Yeah, playing against our complex mates, the
top of the first
of February, and
nothing better.
Arizona. I've always expected to get the ball to set the tone for Cactus League play.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sparky.
I guess you probably just guess. I mean, I'm being serious. At this point in the season, we kind of know what Junis is. You kind of know. You know, those guys need to get ready per se.
And those are probably in a firm calendar.
Right.
The guys you know that are going to go, mm-hmm. they're on a specific date.
I would imagine.
Calendar.
Like you kind of have, you
get
start
you ready. Get
backing
your
it up to opening day.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so Junis is going to be our opening day starter, let's say, for argument's sake. We don't know that yet, but he could be.
Who cares?
Back it up how many days, and then you figure out, okay, he can't pitch after March 22nd because he's starting on the 28th. So, you know.
Sure.
I asked you this yesterday. Like, I don't know if I'm a bad person for not caring about it.
You are a very bad
person. I just don't understand why we care who starts on opening day.
Because it's a new. It's a big deal, man. It's the first game.
162 of these.
Right, and you sound like Ned, and you sound like a baseball guy when you say it like that. But for the fans and for us, man, opening day is a big deal, man. It's a big freaking deal.
I mean, is it because we just got removed from football season, so we have this, like, every game matters mentality? Is it because it's fresh
game matters
and new and all of that?
Game two don't mean squat.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love day two.
They don't keep a list of who started the second game of a season for a franchise.
Right. Opening day starters. It's a badge of honor for the pitcher. It's fun for the – it's going to be a sold-out deal. You want to have a good – you think you're going to win the game type of deal. Like, you want to have – And you want to know, man, the season's starting. It's new. It's fresh. It's wonderful. It's better than,
I guess,
you know, any opening day that is in any other sport. I mean, baseball opening day is a special day. Everybody celebrates. It's spring,
stuff
the warm
on the field
weather.
You
get a logo. You get bunting. Yeah. When you have bunting at a game, that's
it's
a big,
big
day. It's a big game. And opening day always has bunting. And so when you have bunting up on the stadium, you want to know who the opening day starter is, because not everybody gets to pitch with bunting. I mean, it's common knowledge. Bunting makes things better.
Plus the
not Ned Bunting, but bunting around the stadium. That's what I'm talking about.
And then if you're looking at that bunting, how do you handle it?
Right, exactly. How do you handle it, man? It's a big moment because for many years, Ryan, I know you forget this kind of stuff, but the Royals weren't good, and opening day was all we had. So it really didn't matter.
What?
Who
was this in the news?
It was, and so it really mattered. Opening day was our World Series. It was logo on the field day. We didn't get logos on the field after opening day, okay? We didn't get bunting on the facade after opening day. Opening day was our big day. We want to know who's starting. We're all going to be out there at that game. Everybody's going to be excited about it. You want to see what's going to happen. Everybody's starting new. Got to know who that opening day starter is. And players like it, too. It's a, you know, kind of a... You know, I'll put one in the ledger check. Like for Danny Duffy, you know, I got a World Series ring. Pitching opening day is pretty cool.
Can we start getting bunting on other?
Then it would just be you don't have
celebratory occasions. I guess
they don't sell everyday bunting. They only have celebratory
put
bunting.
Some red, white, and blue bunting.
It
out
just
there.
Doesn't work every. You can't have it on a Tuesday in May.
If you're under like Party City, can you get bunting?
I don't think so. Like I said, they don't sell everyday bunting. You just don't show up at the store and say, "I need some Tuesday bunting," and then they send you to aisle 8. They've got bunting for special occasions. You put it up, then you take it down when that special occasion is over. You save it for good.
That would be fun to go to one of those party stores. You guys have bunting?
Yeah.
Which one? You know, the ones they have at the state, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, it's an aisle 5.
The big poofy guy.
The big poofy guy. You could probably order that on Amazon, though. I'm sure, like, why would if you're a store, why are you carrying bunting? Other than opening day, who else needs bunting?
How many people just Googled bunting?
And came up with the back-to-back AAU guy.
Yeah, that guy.
A picture of Ned Yost and his Milwaukee
Tom Emanski.
Emanski and Ned are there with their bats.
Couldn't remember Tom Emanski's name for a moment. Not quite in baseball season just yet.
I knew you'd get
Once we know the opening day starter, though, we'll be in baseball.
Oh, yeah, though, yeah, right? Absolutely. So Duffy, Keller, or Junis?
Who do you want?
I think Duffy just because it
is. See how in the back of your mind you're like, I don't care?
It is,
just
no,
right there.
It is the badge of honor, so it does look cooler when it's like he's been the opening day starter the last three seasons.
I remember when we were relying on Mark Redmond to start opening day.
Yeah, that was.
Remember those days?
Those were the dark times.
Those were the glory days, my man. Times. Those were the glory days of goodness.
Was that ought two?
It was. Oh, yeah. Probably. I know he was an ought four, I think. I don't remember now.
I'll find you the list.
He was an all-star, wasn't he?
He was an all-star.
He was the Royals all-star representative that year.
It really is one of the most bizarre things when you go to spring training and you're inside that clubhouse and they have the list of all-stars on the wall and you see Mark Redmond's there two years in a row.
He never started.
He never did an
opening day. Yeah. Oh. Scott Ellerton, though.
Oh, Ellerton had an opening day.
Yeah.
What year was that?
06.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
So, Duffy the last 2 years. Volquez. Ventura.
Yeah.
Shields twice.
Uh-huh.
Chen.
Oh, God.
Hoach.
Yeah, I remember Hoach. Hoach got shelled.
Greinke.
Yeah.
Three Gil Meshes.
Wow, okay.
Got your money's worth there.
Scott Ellerton.
There you go.
Jose Lima.
Lima time.
Brian Anderson.
Yeah, I like BA. He was good. He's good on TV, too.
Ranelvis Hernandez.
I love Ranelvis. Ranelvis told me one time that he just could not stop eating. He didn't want to be fat, but his wife cooks so good that he could not stop eating her rice.
Ranelvis Hernandez and I got into a verbal argument at a Finish Line once.
You guys were in a race? The two of you running?
No. At the shoe store.
The shoe store. Do they sell Nikes that Zion Williamson can get today?
Possibly.
Yeah. What did you get into an argument over... at the Finish Line.
I was working at Finish Line, and he was in the store buying shoes. And I just asked him, like, how Omaha was treating him and because he was doing, like, a rehab stint or something like that. And he just started going off on me like I had accused him of being a terrible player.
No.
He's like, what, you think I'm no good?
It's kind of true if you say it that way. Hey, how's Omaha treating you?
Yeah, that does come across that.
I don't know if that's exactly the tenor that I struck.
Yeah. You know, for a guy who lacks tack, you really lack tack.
I just wanted to know how Omaha was treating him.
Yeah, that's
he was
a
on
shot.
A rehab
that's a shot.
Yeah. So, how's Omaha treating you, Tubby? What do you think? I'm a terrible player? It wasn't like when Bo Jackson went off on me because I asked him how he stayed so strong without lifting weights, and he says, I'm accusing him of taking steroids. I never accused you of taking steroids. I didn't mention the word steroid. You're the one who reacted like that, pal. Vincent.
I just wanted to know how Omaha was.
Yeah, see, I think that I would take that the wrong way.
Yeah, I would too. So, that's Omaha.
What do you think of AAA?
Good restaurants up there. How about that ballpark?
AAA good for you?
Check out the zoo.
Jeff Supon had three straight opening day start. Kevin Apier didn't have seven in a row, but he had seven.
Yeah.
Had a Tim Belcher thrown in there in the middle.
You got to have the Belcher.
So, yeah, it's nice having that same guy like year after year.
Yeah,
so
shows a little stability.
I would say I would go with Duffy.
So you're rooting for Duffy this year.
I mean, for a guy who couldn't stay upright most of the time with Ranelvis Hernandez, he sure did have a high opinion of himself.
Ranelvis?
Yeah.
I disagree. The dealings that I had with Ranelvis Hernandez were necessarily high opinions. Were just, you know, he was just a guy.
He couldn't stay upright. I felt like he was like a Weeble Wobble. He never...
No, he would fall off the mound with a pretty alarming regularity.
Yeah, like fall off the left side.
Kind of run, you know.
Sir, you need to throw the ball over the plate and not fall off the mound next time. Okay.
I like Ranelvis.
I did, too. I always liked him. We've talked about fat guys and how he couldn't stop eating. That was always fun.
So the most hyped college basketball game of the season maybe ever turned out to be a dud last night.
Roy
didn't care, nor should he, as North Carolina beats Duke handily 88-72. But the story was Zion Williamson suffered a knee injury when his shoe blew out. What a night for Nike.
Oh, my God. Nike's in some serious damage control today, aren't they?
They should be.
I mean, Adidas schools are probably sitting back right now going, hey, we may have taken some cash, but I'll tell you what, our shoes don't blow out and our guys don't get hurt, you know? So
And Puma had to delete a tweet. Did you see
the Puma deleted tweet.
Yeah,
what did they say?
It was something like, wouldn't happen to our shoe.
Why delete that tweet, though? Why delete that tweet?
I don't know.
You know,
because I'm sure some 20-year-old that's in charge of their Twitter account didn't have the authority to make a snarky comment about a competitor.
But that's where companies get known, and that's where companies make their hay. I mean, Wendy's has been doing that for years now, making snarky comments. Yeah. Burger King and McDonald's attack each other all the time on Twitter, and people seemingly like that. They think it's human and it's fun. And if I'm Puma and I'm Adidas and I'm Converse and I'm New Balance and whatever other shoe brands are out there right now, I am pouncing on this thing like it's nobody's business, Josh. I am definitely going out there and tweeting out pictures of my shoes and how they don't blow out and things of that nature.
Find me a Puma high top and we can get back to you on
that one.
Well,
yeah, but I mean,
wouldn't have happened in the Pumas is what they tweeted out from at Puma Hoops.
That's good. I like it. So continue.
Then deleted it. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't delete that kind of stuff. It's already out there. Let it go. People are going to have fun with it and enjoy it. But I guess for me, Josh,
1.61% lower in pre-market trading already for Nike today.
Is it really? Yeah. It's already dropping in pre-market trading. So
according to the street.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah. The fact that somebody's looking at that already this morning, oh boy. But that's a big hit. That's as big a hit as you could get if you're a shoe company. I mean, the best player in college basketball, maybe the best player in college basketball, Josh, in a generation, right? I mean, the most hyped player that we've seen since who in college basketball, right? This guy, and not only just hyped, but guy that was delivering on his hype, right? And a guy that's probably going to be the number one overall pick in the draft, and he's probably going to end up with the Knicks because they're going to fix the lottery so the Knicks get Zion Williamson, and then they're able to go out and get KD, and then they're off and running, and they can turn the Knicks into a winner in New York because the NBA needs that market to start doing well. They've got two teams, and they're both terrible. So the whole picture of who Zion Williamson is and what he represents and what he's all about, that was the worst possible thing to have had happen last night because it wasn't a good look for the shoe company. And this morning, instead of talking about North Carolina's game or whatever, we're talking about the shoe blowing out and we're talking about Zion Williamson getting hurt. And for me, I'm talking about the first time this year I sat down excited to watch a college basketball game, and 40 seconds in, Zion Williamson is done for the night, and the luster of the game is no more. It just didn't matter after that. Duke went into the tank for a while. North Carolina took the ball and ran with it. They grabbed the lead. They never let go. And people were paying $3,000 last night and clearly not getting their money's worth. I mean, it was a great atmosphere to start. It would have been awesome if Zion Williamson played last night. But I guess the basketball gods just aren't smiling on me today because I haven't gotten really anything I wanted this
season. If it was, I must say, just a knee injury, that'd be one thing. But the shoe exploding leading to the knee injury is really kind of the unreal part of the story to me.
Sure.
Like that you're going to – his laying down on the court and going
– oh, you know, yeah.
That is the picture.
Right.
With the shoe
– right. How does Nike recover from this now? What are they going to do, Josh, to try to recover from something like this? Because as we started the show, they're going to be in major damage control for at least today. And I don't know if this is one of those 24-hour deals or whatever that comes and goes – but Nike's got to figure this thing out because that's the number one player in a generation that got hurt and potentially cost him the rest. He may not never play another college basketball game again.
That they probably are looking to sign.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And if you're Zion Williamson, I don't know that I'm signing with Nike right now. Yeah. I didn't even think of that part.
My shoe blew. This shoe, which I'm required to wear because my coach has a deal with you.
Right.
Blew out.
Right.
I mean, not to say, you know, these guys probably have deals before. I mean, he's probably already got a deal.
Probably already has a deal with Nike, right?
I don't know. But, yeah.
I don't know if that deal's happening right now.
I'm saying a lot of these guys might have deals. But the FBI is investigating all those things.
Right.
So it may already be. But, yes, if you're talking about trying to sign a guy and he blew his knee and ended his season and put the risk of his future in your hands and your shoe exploded on national television,
not just exploded.
It's crazy. It's a crazy deal. So yeah, they should be in damage control today because that's a bad look.
And if the shoe doesn't explode, he doesn't hurt his knee, and we probably have more Zion Williams this year in college basketball.
Do you think he should play again?
No,
I would say no too.
Well, what's the benefit to play?
I think it's been cool to see him play.
Yep,
he's not going to hurt his stock one bit.
Nope.
By not playing the rest of the year. Shut it down.
Yeah.
You have no incentive if you're Zion Williamson to play.
No, none at all. You don't owe Duke anything.
I would love to say yes. It's better for college basketball and it's great.
Sure.
And it's Duke and your teammates and everything. You got a chance to win a national championship. That those things can't happen. Don't play.
But you know what?
Done.
You kind of quote unquote cheated death in this situation because he didn't shred the knee, which is thank God, because he would have been out a year and would have missed all of next year in the NBA. And so he's not going to have the knee shredded or anything like that. We'll know more a little bit later on today. But if I'm Zion Williamson, hey man, thanks Coach K, thanks guys, I'm out, man. Yeah. I'm gonna go rehab.
I'll be over here
and
working
I'll see
out.
You. Yeah, I'll
maybe
see you.
I'm weird in this sense too, but like I feel like the blown out shoe almost adds to the myth that is Zion.
Oh,
like,
no question.
Like,
yeah.
Man, look at him. He's so powerful. He can't, like, shoes can't even hold it.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think the whole thing is just unbelievable, man. You're right about that. It adds to everything that has been kind of hyped about this kid all year. And remember that his shoe blew out.
It's very Brasky-esque.
Yeah, it is. I remember Zion Williamson's shoe blew out. No, yeah. He didn't. No, well, it really did.
All you need, too, is like somehow to crush the basketball with his hand. Like he's going out for a dunk and he's palming it. And yes. The basketball goes poof.
How about
as he's dunking?
It just turns to dust.
Yeah. But how about all those cats that paid $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a ticket to get into that thing last night, huh?
Yep.
I told you it was going to be the Fire Festival of college basketball.
It really was. Wasn't it, though?
I don't feel for those people at all.
I don't feel for them, but I feel for myself. I wanted a good game, and I got stuck with a blown shoe.
And a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, how about that?
He's recharged and ready to go. We'll explain who next.
And I just shout out to my knee.
Fesco in the morning.
He's rested. He's recharged. He's the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs. Steve Spagnuolo. I think that's how they introduced him, I believe. Oh, no, it was from via an email. Okay, never mind.
Oh, we wouldn't know.
Well, yes, there was super secret stuff going on yesterday.
Another secret press conference at Arrowhead.
At Arrowhead, yes, super secret stuff.
Those in the media that pay for access.
Super secret. Not everyone that does. Newspapers just still get stuff from teams for some reason,
even though
they don't offer them anything.
Right.
But whatever.
Whatever. Like, you work for the paper, so you get privilege. Why?
I don't understand that. But Spags spoke yesterday. Having a year off away from the NFL was actually for him a good thing.
I've said this to a lot of people. First of all, I'm glad I did it. Maybe there might have been another year I should have done it. But I found it to be both challenging and rewarding. The challenge was missing football, missing the camaraderie of coaches, players, you know, not being at training camp. Ted knows I love training camp when it's nice and hot and you're doing football. That was the challenge, was missing it. But the rewards were to sit back, see a big picture view of the NFL and the game of football, as opposed to, you know, being in these buildings during the season and have the blinders on with just the team that you're going to play. I just thought a big picture view of the league, the game of football, the pluses and minuses. I have oodles of notes. I did have the opportunity, because I was living in the Philadelphia area, to go over to NFL Films every week and have access to film.
Wow.
So the young guys here in Kansas City already know that I had a lot of plays that I wanted to pull because I gave it to them as soon as I got here. So, again, I'd go back and say it was challenging, yet very, very rewarding.
Yeah, that's a coach.
Yeah, my God. I have no interest in anything that he said there.
Had a year off, and what'd you do? I went over every week to NFL Films and pulled video.
So when do you think Andy called him and said, start studying the Chiefs defense?
That's a legitimate question.
No, I think that's a fair question. Yeah. When did you start studying the Chiefs? Because we kind of knew going into this season it was kind of a make-it-or-break-it year for Bob Sutton. I think from just the pulse of the fan base, right? A lot of people thought make-it-or-break-it year. So in the back of his mind, if you're a good coach,
Stay ready.
Yes, yeah. You called your guy Spags and said, hey, you may be out this year. We'll give you a couple of shillings each week to go over to NFL Films and watch our defense. And that way, if we have to make a move at the end of the year and you get hired and brought in, you're kind of already ahead of the game. I mean, he kind of let the cat out of the bag there, right then and there. He goes, well, I was watching over at NFL Films, and I know
already. Well, that doesn't necessarily point to the Chiefs. I'm just saying, I think it's smart play anyway. If you wanted to get back in the NFL in a year, which he clearly did,
yeah.
That it was kind of a side effect. I can step back, I can watch what's going on, but I can still do what I love, which is coach.
Yeah, clearly. I love being at training camp.
Because if you love being
at
training
football,
love being at training camp and all those things, man.
Ooh, screw training camp.
That's a coach.
Does he know he has to go to St. Joe's for training camp this year?
I don't know. I'm sure someone will get him there.
Does he know he has to live in a dorm up there? Like, it's not like at the Giants where they do training camp at the Meadowlands and everybody goes home to their beds at night?
Someone will get him there. But how about that?
You're going to a dorm, bro.
You got a year off.
He could be sharing a shower with Britt Reed.
And you're going to run over there and get a cubby at NFL Films and just start breaking down film.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
That's some are sicker than others.
It really is. Like, I think it is really good and healthy for everybody, if you can afford to do it, to have an entire year off of whatever it is and go back refreshed. If I was Steve Spagnuolo, look, you're going to get hired. Somebody's going to hire you, whether it's a coordinator job, whether it's a position job. Somebody's going to hire you. Very good football coach. With that year off, take your wife and go to Italy, man. Go travel the world. Go do things that you could not normally do in that time frame because you'd always been working. Take that sabbatical and just get away from it all and clear your mind. Don't go sit over there with Jaws and Vic Lombardi or whoever it is looking at, you know, tape and figuring out, you know, the 3-4 versus the 4-3. You got to decompress.
He didn't say it. I don't know if he did do it or not, but you see that all the time. You see the coaches that spend their time actually going to others' training camps.
Yeah.
To others' practices and just popping up on college campuses and ducking into people. And you're like, man, decompress. Yeah. Unplug a
Decompose. Little bit. I mean, just get the hell out and take some time off. And I'm sure somebody's thinking right now, but that's what makes him a good coach because he's all. It also makes you a little sicker than others, too. Yeah. I mean,
a little wound a little tight. But,
yeah.
But.
You got the opportunity. Obviously, as an NFL coach, you made a nice chunk of change.
And I don't know. Maybe
live off your savings.
Maybe that was his weekly release where he would go over, you know, once a week and watch a little tape, and that got his fix.
And that is true. We all want to get out of the house.
And then he, you know, the rest of the time he was kind of decompressing, and that was his one, like, geeky football moment.
Maybe. And that's fine.
If that's a good thing. And also you do get the – I did like what he said about you kind of get the lay of the land from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You're not in it. You're not just going to that building in routine every day and – blinders on, just going in and going to work.
Right.
And you're able to kind of step back a little bit and you know, observe the league from a different perspective.
I'd be saddling up with a couple of bottles of wine on a Sunday, man. His wife can cook. When we were over in St. Louis and he was the head coach, they used to have meals. She used to make food for everybody. Great cook, right? Fantastic cook. On Sundays, you make a buffet, man. I'm going to go have some pasta, some meatballs, some, you know, whatever else you want to put out there, a couple of glasses of wine. We're going to sit here and watch whatever game we want, enjoy the hell out of, you know, what we're doing right now and enjoy some time off. That's what I would be doing if I was a coach, had the money.
Take away the clicker and you'll not be able to rewind.
Yeah.
You just sit and watch. Just sit there, watch a game live.
Yeah, just sit there, watch the game, listen to, you know, listen to the broadcasters and immerse yourself into it that way. Instead of going over to NFL Films. But you're probably right about that. Look, we all need an escape. We all need to get out of the house, right? As guys, whether it's the wife, whether it's the kids, you know, you want to have that escapism. That was probably his escapism. Then went back on Tuesdays and fixed toilets and plugged in light bulbs and, you know, changed wallpaper and all that kind of stuff that you do on that honey-do list when you have the, you know, the time off to do so. So I'm excited. Like I said yesterday, I love the hiring of Spags. I've loved it since day one. I like the philosophy that they put into hiring their coaching staff with coaches that have coached in the system, players that have played in the system. I think on paper right now, philosophically, it's set up to be very successful on the defensive side for the Kansas City Chiefs. May not happen immediately, but by the end of the year, this is going to be a defense that isn't costing us games and hopefully propelling us into the Super Bowl.
It's amazing what you can bet on today in Vegas, and there's another fantastic opportunity to bet on this. Plus, we will shout it out, 69306, on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
.69306 on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. It's amazing what you can put down a wager on these days.
Pretty much anything, right?
Yeah. And I do like the fact that a lot of these places will turn stuff around quick that's in the news and get after stuff quickly.
Sure. Like, you think there'll be, like, a bet you could put on, like, the next shoe to blow out, Adidas, Nike, Puma,
sure.
New Balance?
Sure. Yeah.
Somebody would put money on that, right? I think it's going to be, you know, shoe brand A.
It's hard to kind of pay that one out, I would think. I mean, you have to determine what exactly is a shoe blowout. But
well, you know it when you see it, Josh.
I know, but you don't have that very often.
Not like last night.
Not at all. Of course, the AAF we were talking about getting the $250 million in emergency cash.
Correct.
From new chairman Tom Dundon, who's one of the owners of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right.
And
it wasn't emergency cash. It was an opportunity for investment.
Oh, I keep forgetting that.
Sure,
my bad.
That's right.
Okay, independently, they were having problems meeting payroll.
And coincidentally.
Coincidentally, they had somebody that had a terrific opportunity. You had a terrific opportunity to help them make
right,
payroll.
That's right.
Right. When have you ever seen a
I don't understand where you're not getting
there. When have you seen a legit sports league say, you know what, we needed somebody to give us $250 million for an opportunity.
It's an opportunity to meet payroll.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So, bookmaker.eu releasing odds on whether the AAF will be the next league to fall shortly after launch. Will they finish their first season? Yes is minus 1,200. No, plus 600.
I think they'll finish the year.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think it's a bad bet if you take the no.
But then the bet, will they start their second season?
Now, that's a fair question. That's
close. Yes, minus 180. No, plus 150.
Yeah.
So far, the betting markets are mixed. However, several five-figure wagers have come in against the league's chances of taking the field in 2020. So some bettors are already making five-figure wagers on just the yes-no of will the AAF start their second season, which is terrific. They're like, yeah, I'm loading up on this one.
I would take the no side on that, to be honest with you, because I don't think it is going to make it into its second year.
I have a hard time thinking it will, too. Yeah. One thing for certain is that there will be a week three of the AAF, and then they have, of course, you can actually bet games of a weekly variety involving the AAF. But, yeah, there's a better chance probably now than there was before if they were cash-strapped and they got $250 million.
But when are they going to need another $250 million?
That's a valid question. But, I think that if they did this before the season started, so this guy bought in and wanted an opportunity, he's putting up 250, you're like, okay, this has got some backing.
Right, sure.
The timing of this is what makes it bad.
Well, especially coming on the heels of it, they're not able to meet payroll.
And makes you say, yeah, this thing doesn't have a long-term shelf life, so...
And what are there, eight teams in this league, right?
Yes.
Okay, how far does $250 million go in an eight-team football league?
All I know is don't think expansion. Just play with eight.
Right.
Just,
well, we're going to expand. I mean, Tallahassee needs a team.
You know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. Yeah,
these leagues do this all the time.
El Paso is going to be clamoring.
And suddenly, how do they get another infusion of capital?
They sell expansion franchises. Yes. See the USFL.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's nuts.
I've seen this before. So, yeah, you could bet yes, no. And yes is the favorite, but it's pretty close to us to start the second season of the AAF. I would probably lean towards no.
I would probably, because people eventually are going to say, all
right. Not five figures. I wouldn't put five figures on it.
Right.
If I were one of these.
$50.
Several five-figure wagers have come
in. I'm getting ready to order an Arizona Hot Shots t-shirt.
I would absolutely do it, because in 20 years it's going to be a collector's item.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday all the USFL t-shirts for sale. I thought about ordering one of those. I need a New Jersey Generals t-shirt.
I looked at those, yes.
You saw them as well?
I saw one that had every team. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that team.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That was the only – that was legitimately a legit league to challenge the NFL, and they failed after the third or fourth season. So the odds of any of these leagues succeeding are very slim to none. The
AAF shop pages. Is currently missing.
It's missing. Yeah, it's God.
Not on their website.
The other thing you can bet on
probably
this morning.
Probably paid their web people.
They probably haven't. You're absolutely right. The other thing you can bet on this morning is odds to win the national championship for the NCAA. Duke, 24 hours ago, had the best percentage chance to win the national championship. They have now dropped to 3 to win the national championship because of the Zion Williamson blowout that occurred last night, and nobody thinks he's going to play again. Let's shout it out. 69306 on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line. What do we have today? Rhino.
Oh, man, I could get a Hot Shot starter jacket for $159.
Well, there you go. If you do that, you actually fund one player. With your donation of $159, we'll throw in a jacket, and you can help one player feed his family.
Do I also get like a tote bag?
Pretty soon they're going to have Sarah McLachlan on there.
They'll give you a picture of that person that you're supporting, right?
Each week, AAF players go hungry.
With your donation of $159, you can help one AAF player feed his family.
You're in the arms of the angel.
I think you wait, though. If you want that starter jacket, you'll be able to get it, but at a discount.
Yeah.
That feels like a clearance bin.
With your donation of $250, you'll get an AAF official team jacket and help two AAF players feed their family for 1 week.
I'm on board with this.
That is pretty good. They should start doing that.
Or our lower tier program where you too can fund an office person to make sure they actually get a check from this league.
Right. If you purchase a mesh cap for $19.95.
Those are the ones that never get paid.
Yeah.
The people that work for the franchise.
For just 30 cents a day, the price of a cup of coffee, you can help an AAF player not go hungry.
Are you getting a cup of coffee for 30 cents?
You're not. And that's the thing. I get the K-Cups I have, and I get the Kirkland ones at Costco, and I did the math the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's about 50 cents a cup, a 50 cents a K-Cup. So for 30 cents a day, you're not getting a cup of coffee unless you're buying some, you know, bulk beans.
I recently made the switch to the Morning Boost Maxwell House. It has extra caffeine in it.
How's that working out for you?
I don't really like it that much.
Not that good.
I'm a Folgers man.
All right.
I always have been.
It's the best part of waking up, my man.
It really is. Really is. Good to the last. No, that's Maxwell House.
Maxwell House is good to the last drop.
It's not really.
And then secretly, they replace your Maxwell House with Folgers Crystals.
7:85, I ate an 8-pound pancake just for a T-shirt.
Oh, I'm in on that.
Couldn't poop for a week.
Yeah, you do a lot of things for a T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
You donate 30 cents a day for a T-shirt to fund an AAF player. Yeah,
damn right.
You're in on that.
913 says, good morning, boys. My roommate got his girl pregnant, and they found out last night and kept me up all night yelling at each other.
Oh, that's not good.
That one is.
Stay
in your room.
Yeah, that's where you just close the door and smile.
Mazel tov.
Look for a new roommate. Get pissed, your rent's doubling?
Yeah, that's your first question.
That would be my first question.
She's not moving in, right?
Yeah.
Getting a strong sense this wasn't planned.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Interesting.
Or possibly.
816 says you need bunting for your combine event.
I think we should get bunting for
the
combine.
I don't know if the H is down with that or not.
We'll find out.
913, automatic seatbelts. Do they still do those?
I don't know. I haven't seen a car recently that still does those automatic seatbelts.
Yeah, they had the weird thing, like, kind of...
Yeah.
Hold your neck back.
Yeah. Nobody liked those. That was kind of like a mid-90s, early 2000s deal. Yeah, that's a great one because I couldn't tell you the last time.
I had a Mazda that had one of those college,
You got in the car and it like just strangled you.
And then you still had to put the lap belt on, but the shoulder belt was automatic. Yeah.
Lame.
How lazy are we that we couldn't put on our own seat belts back then?
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I've been in Hawaii for a week. Glad to hear you.
Well, wow. You can always hear us on the radio.com app wherever you are. Yeah, listen live, podcasts.
You're in Hawaii. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Screw you, pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our friend Gene in Arizona is listening today. I'm gotta just say good morning to him.
I'm in Hawaii. And
they have Chick-fil-A's in Arizona?
He likes this What's a Burger or something it's called.
What's a Burger?
Yeah.
Interesting. Accordions.
All right, story time. My wife's, she doesn't claim it's her cousin because it's on the other side of the family, but she's always at like family weddings and things like that. Her name is Nancy Three, the number three. She owns the Umbrella Cover Museum in Portland, Maine, but she's also an accomplished accordion player, and she winters in Key West and participates in like vaudeville acts where she plays the accordion. Now, when there's family weddings, she shows up to the wedding with the accordion.
Invited or not.
Right. And
that's exactly what everyone wants.
And prepares and plays an original song for the bride and groom. So I remember the only way I remember her cousins Grant and Elise, her cousin Grant marrying Elise, was because of the song. And it went like this. Grant and Elise are getting married today. They're having a wedding in Detroit. That's how I remember the
816 says
now,
I've seen
every tune she does at every wedding, the same tune.
Yes.
So she plays the same tune over and over.
It's Hava Nagila.
Just changes the names of the people involved.
Correct.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
816 wants to know, is it rude to ask if getting pregnant was planned?
No.
I'm judging by the argument, it wasn't.
But are you talking about somebody different, or are we talking about the folks that are arguing?
I mean, I would.
Or is that just PC to ask anybody?
I guess it just depends on your relationship with the person.
Yeah, I
guess if you're a doctor, probably shouldn't be asking everyone that was walking in the door.
No, I think that's a fair question. Are you guys ready for this? I mean, it's a big life change.
That's not on your the clipboard, the doctor clipboard.
No, just planned
or unplanned.
Unplanned.
I have a box to check here. I don't think that's one.
785 asks Goobers, the PB&J that came in the same jar, is highly underrated.
Is it good? I never goobered.
I never goobered either because I didn't. It seems so unnecessary.
It looks, and it just doesn't look right.
No, but it looks fine.
I never thought the jar,
It was all in, like, appealing. Line of peanut butter, line of jelly. I think it's appealing because of the whole knife situation. Because when you do peanut butter and jelly, you get the peanut butter and the jelly and the jelly and the peanut butter, and it's a mess. So just have it in one jar.
816 says, I've seen Ketz blow out some slacks way worse than Zion.
Remember when I blew out my pants?
Yeah. At FanFest?
Yeah.
You had to wear that guy's like breakaway pants or something. final one for you. I just lost this one. It was funny and it made me laugh, and now I've lost it. Oh, here it is. Did we ever think of a reason for Lil Jon to turn down?
that's a very valid question. That's a very good text. That will still be funny forever, really. Until he answers it himself. That is shouted out.
I mean, we still don't know what Bono's looking for. He hasn't found it.
That's true.
I don't even know what it is.
Schools are closed here in Vegas for a snow day with no snow. It snowed twice in a week in Las Vegas now.
It's crazy.
This weather sucks, man, all over the country. Let's go.
Was it NXS that sang that What Is It song? I still don't know what it is.
What is Love by Hathaway?
What's it?
And Meatloaf still hasn't told us what he would do for love.
Sure. I got a pretty good idea what it is, though.
So many unsolved.
I'll tell you in the break.
Thanks. Our key play coming up, and you have a destination now, Chiefs fans. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time for the key play brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio in the Crossroads. Open for breakfast, open for lunch. They cater breakfast and lunch as well. Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Well, the key play is the shoe blowout less than a minute in last night. Duke and North Carolina, the most hyped college basketball game of the season. And when you have Zion Williamson hurt early, it's not quite as fun.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yep.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. He doesn't come back. Duke loses 88-72. And it's all about, oh my goodness, the top prospect in the draft is injured.
Mild knee sprain. Knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. It's crazy that the two games we've lost here, something's happened in the first part of the game. And the preparation that you would have for the game is obviously based on your players being there.
Mike Krzyzewski after the game.
Clearly can't adjust.
The injury.
In-game adjustments are Bob Sutton-esque for Mike Krzyzewski.
Not next man up, apparently, huh?
Good Lord.
RJ Barrett was like probably...
Had 39 minutes to go.
A lot of us. Yeah, he was kind of holding his knee. We thought, get him some new shoes and he'll be back.
I didn't really know if he was hurt or not, so I just got back, and then I thought he was just going to put on another pair of shoes and get out there, but to see that he wasn't going to come back for the game was tough.
I think we all thought that.
I did.
He blew out a shoe. Okay, the knee hurts a little bit, but, you know, he'll come back in from the knee thing.
North Carolina game after
getting a new shoe.
President Obama's here.
But
this guy paid $5,000 to get in.
He did not.
No.
And I'm in the camp. I think you're in the camp. He shouldn't play again.
No, I don't think he should ever set foot on a college basketball court.
He's done enough for the NBA. Mm-hmm. Don't push it.
And look, I hate to be that guy that, you know, says he shouldn't go back and play, because you like to live in a utopic society, Josh, where you're going out there and you signed up for a team and you're going to play because you're dedicated to the team. That's just not the way it really works in sports anymore. The only teams that are truly dedicated to players are Major League Baseball clubs, because they have the guaranteed contracts, right? You're getting your money, you're getting paid, okay? Good. But in the NCAA, forget about it. They're making money off of you. You're risking everything and ultimately gaining nothing if you're a college basketball player like Zion Williamson is. You're going to the NBA next year. You're probably going to be the first-round pick regardless
of
what happens. What are you going to gain by going out. You're going to gain zero as an individual. And that's, sorry, folks, that's kind of the way you have to look at it right now. Same thing with an NCAA football player. Oh, we're playing in the Sun Bowl. Yeah, I'm not, because I'm going to be a first-round draft pick, and that's just the way it goes. I have to think about me, because if I don't think about me, these coaches in college aren't thinking about me. Coaches in college don't have the best interest of the individual player in mind. They got the best interest of their program in mind. And the best interest that you have for your son or that you have for yourself as an athlete in college sometimes just doesn't jive with what the best interest of the team is. And right now, is it in the best interest of Duke for Zion Williamson to be there? Heck yes, it is. They're not going to be a team that people fear like they do right now without Zion Williamson. But Zion's got to think about his future and the opportunity to go become a pro and make money. And in sports, you have a very limited window. In 10 or 12 years from now, Zion Williamson probably going to be done with his chosen profession and retired and on to something else. So he needs to think about his future and take care of him. And I'll give him the advice if he wants it right now. Don't play again, my man. Yeah. You don't owe anybody anything.
I wish we lived in that perfect world where it was the honor of doing it, the suiting up with your teammates and chance to win a national championship and all that stuff.
Right.
College prepares you for your career.
Mm-hmm.
He's put up his score.
He's done.
He's put up his score.
Yeah, he graduated.
He doesn't need to do another thing.
No.
The NBA is going to like him just fine. He doesn't need to play again.
Right. And he escaped this one right now with a mild knee sprain, as Coach K said, and
be done.
Go sit in a cold tub, my man.
Well. Guess where the Chiefs will be facing the Raiders this season.
Topeka.
Nope. Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, 6-1, half a dozen of the other.
We've been talking about this for a while now, that the Raiders and the city of Oakland weren't going to be able to work out a deal, it appeared.
Can't get a deal done.
And the 49ers then were blocking locations in San Francisco.
Of course they were.
From happening.
I love that. If you have the opportunity to do that kind of stuff, you do it.
Yeah, and Vegas isn't ready for them yet. So they were kind of in limbo for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Appears they're close to wrapping up a deal to return back to Oakland Coliseum this year and possibly even next season.
That's the kicker in all of this. There could be another 2 years in Oakland if they get behind stadium construction. Now, you know the stadium in L.A. is a year behind because they got rain. What is snow for twice in a week going to do to the stadium construction in Las Vegas? That may delay it 3 years because they're not used to handling and dealing with snow out in the Las Vegas desert. So to me, that was the kicker right there, that they could possibly be in Oakland for another 2 freaking years. How miserable is that?
For everybody involved.
For everybody.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for everybody. Yeah. The players, the coaches, the team, the fans, the city, the stadium, everybody involved.
So the Raiders are going to pay, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, $7.5 million this year, and then $10.5 million if the team stays through 2020.
That's all they're paying?
Yeah, $7.5 million in rent.
That doesn't seem like a lot. That's less than $1 million a game. I'd take them to the cleaners
considering
on that,
what they're making. Yeah, exactly. According to sources, all the major issues have been resolved, and there were a bunch of issues going on between the two, and it looked like that they weren't going to be able to work out. And if you're Oakland, you're like, you're leaving anyway. Why are you coming back here? But now it appears that they're going to be playing the games in the Coliseum next year, which is too bad for Chiefs fans that were determining whether or not they're going to make a trek. It would have been kind of fun to go to kind of a neutral site if they were to move somewhere else for one season. Might have been fun to go to that game. You don't want to go to the Coliseum.
Would you rather go to a game in the Coliseum, though, and see the Raiders play or wait until they move into the Las Vegas stadium?
Well, Las Vegas,
sure. You would, really?
Sure.
Because I
don't think there's any sentimental anything about going to Oakland Coliseum.
You don't?
Would have been cool to go like, oh, let's go see them play in San Antonio for a year. Mm-hmm. Or go, that 1 year where they're playing in some random place might have been kind of fun. But I have no interest in going to the Coliseum.
I just feel like when you wait and go to Vegas, it's just going to be such a corporate stiff environment there in Las Vegas. Like, I think if you're looking for that true, like, home field advantage experience, the Raider mystique, if you will, it may be better to go to that Coliseum and see a game there, because once they move to Vegas, you're not going to be able to duplicate the black hole or anything like that. It's going to be a very expensive ticket. It's going to be a lot of tourists that are going and you know, people of that nature.
I'm good with the nice bathrooms and concessions.
Okay.
Fair. I'd rather do that than that dump.
That's fair. It is a dump. I've been there once.
I don't need to go verify that the place is a dump. I've heard enough people say it is.
I just, you know? for whatever reason, I experienced it back in like 01 or 02, but I was in the press box and you don't get the full-fledged experience of what it's like to be a fan in the Oakland Coliseum. I think it would be kind of fun just to experience it. I'd be scared probably, but I think it would be kind of fun.
Your chance to win. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 o'clock. The 7 o'clock hour prize, one night stay at the Sheraton, just for listening. Find out details coming up in just a couple of minutes. And a very strange day yesterday in the NFL when you're looking at a guy the Chiefs maybe should be, maybe are interested in. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Coming around today and you're in a job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.